Welcome, everyone, to the Amp to 11 podcast. I am honored to be joined by a very special guest, Dr. Chad Stevens, Head of Growth and Partnerships at Class Dojo. How are you doing today, Chad?
Great to be here, Brett.
Chad, I know that we know this, but for our educators out there, if you are in a classroom, chances are you're probably using Class Dojo to communicate with your parents or students. If you're a parent of an elementary or middle schooler, chances are you're receiving messages from Class Dojo. It's one of the most widely used and most satisfying products out there. I love to see that. But Chad, if you could let everyone know a little bit more about the work you're doing at Class Dojo, the mission, and anything else our audience should know about the amazing work you're leading there.
The mission of Class Dojo, the company, is to give every child on earth an education they love. And so what we're doing is continuing to build in that direction. Class Dojo for districts unifies communication, unifies engagement, gives you data insights across schools, and gives you a really trusted, scalable platform to strengthen connections between educators, families, and really the community. 9 out of 10 schools in the U.S. have somebody in there using Class Dojo, 45 million families in 180 countries. And so as we build out Class Dojo for districts, school leaders can take something that's already widely adopted, and you know, you don't have to go through that part of adopting a new technology. It's already there. We're just enhancing it to enhance our mission, and we're super excited about it.
Yeah, and just to provide some context, one of my favorite things is I work closely with principals across the country, but especially here in New York City. And there's a member of your team who's doing fantastic work here named Michael Bell. And one thing I love seeing is he'll just stand up in front of leaders and say, raise your hand if your staff loves Class Dojo. And he goes, raise your hand if your families love it. Great. And so if you could share a little bit more about this amazing transition you're taking from not just putting the power in the teachers and the families' hands, but now giving it to districts. And also, if you could highlight, because Michael does a great job of this, how much does this cost districts, families, students?
We were very committed to keeping Class Dojo for districts free, like Class Dojo has always been for teachers. You know, we're able to do that because we have a very successful, you know, consumer business with awesome products like Dojo Tutor, Dojo Sparks, which also fulfill our mission, which is to give every child on earth the education they love and to help parents give that education to their kids. So, you know, with Class Dojo for districts, it's probably a lot of the things that you're kind of familiar with in these larger family engagement tools, you know, district-wide announcements, SMS alerts. You mentioned elementary and middle school, but I really want to highlight the fact that we do have a high school mode. We're putting a lot of energy into age-appropriate experiences at the middle and high school level. We believe that we have a great opportunity to change the game when it comes to high school communication. And then coming next year, teacher-to-student messaging, attendance-based alerts with SIS integration, automated voice calls, and lots of social media integration. And so that's really just the surface. We're investing heavily. We are listening to customers and essentially asking what we need to build. And the key to keeping it free is to have lots of teachers that use it and districts adopt. And when we do that, we can scale that way. And so we're super pumped about it.
Yeah. And two things I want to make sure, like, you know, sometimes you hear people say things, but I want to validate these because I'm watching a lot of these meetings and I've been in community with you and other people. You're asking leaders, what do they need to help better empower their community? Because it's so rare that you have a tool that everyone wants to use. And then you have an organization saying, we want to expand this free tool and listen to you and build it so that it makes leaders feel like they're also part of a solution and they can actually provide time for professional development or other ways to make sure all their teachers feel good about it. And I just want to again thank you for keeping the educator, the family, the student voice at the forefront of what you're doing. So Chad, I just want to say thank you again for all the amazing work you're leading at Class Dojo. If people want to find more about Class Dojo, where they might want to check out?
You can go to classdojo.com /districts. I'm sure you're going to add that into your show notes. But yeah, we're really excited. I do want to emphasize what you said. We're, you know, we do have a customer advisory board. You know, we just took them through two series of product roadmap. One, showing them the roadmap, and then two, literally just asking what you need. And virtually everything that those communication leaders, academic leaders, and technology leaders wanted is on the roadmap. And so heavy investment, really excited about it. And, you know, it's all about impact. I'm a former principal teacher myself and chief technology officer, and I'm really excited to scale this so that, the idea is that everybody in the world has awesome family engagement because we know that helps kids. So thanks for what you do, Brett, and thanks for sharing this with your audience, and thanks for your partnership.
I think Chad also just gave a roadmap to all the innovative solutions out there. Listen, build community, and take their feedback when you build out your own roadmap for your product. And for educators out there, Chad just gave you a roadmap. Make sure you ask these education solutions, do you have an advisory board? How are you getting feedback from different demographics such as students, parents, families, and educators? Because if they're not part of that initial planning, the chances are it's not going to land the way things like ClassDojo do. So thanks, Chad, for just giving people that insight as well as how you're making sure this product aligns with the needs of different communities around the country.
Thanks, man. Super important.
Yes. Thanks,
Have a good
everybody,
one.
for listening. Have a great day.